Blog Talk Radio.
And I might never let the pain show, but it be driving me insane though. They give a chance to take them back, I just pray I make it back, and still I never be the same though. I might never let that pain show. They be driving me insane though. They give a chance to take them back, I just pray I make it back, and still I never be the same though. Mind, body, and soul,
is you living?
We all under attack,
is you different?
I know niggas existing in two prisons, feeling they through living like death is too tempting. What's a day worth? Put a price on it. He was 17, the judge dropped life on him. He ain't live yet, now he in the tight corner. Gang got their sights on him, on the yard with a knife on him. Family trying to tell him to chill, we gon' get you home. He like how my pills said they took for wrong. That's kinda cold when you think about it. He shot a nigga, he ain't think about it, didn't even blink about it. But he was trapped in the hood and couldn't think about it. Really trying to be about it, never left his public housing, which resembles the dormitories he's trapped in. So who knew that they was prepping him back then? Yeah, on how to live packed in, make him hate his black skin. I swear it's all facts, man.
Yeah, I swear to God it's all facts, man.
So you should let the track spin. And I might never let the pain show, but it be driving me insane though. They give a chance to take them back, I just pray I make it back, and still I never be the same though. I might never let that pain show, but it be driving me insane though. They give a chance to take them back, I just pray I make it back, and still I never be the same though. Remember calling my mom to tell my sentence. Since I don't do no snitching, I'm not a witness. They gave me 23 years, ma.
I'm finished.
I think she cried for like 15 minutes. Over the years, there's enough tears to fill a lake. A lot of trips on
interstates for visiting.
Remember Tony got stabbed.
Yo, may he rest in peace.
Stressed my mother so bad, she barely slept for weeks. Thankful that it wasn't me, knowing prison dangers. Doing time with lifers and killers and gangbangers. Some of us get caught in the matrix, but can you blame us? Trapped in cages like animals trying to tame us. Parole hearings are jokes, you go up 50 times. Same excuse every time, serious nature of the crime. I can't change the crimes that I committed, but I can't change my mind and not repent. And I might never let the pain show, but it be driving me insane though. They give a chance to take them back, I just pray I make it back, and still I never be the same though. I might never let that pain show, but it be driving me insane though. They give a chance to take them back, I just pray I make it back, and still I never be the same though.
Bismillah, in the name of Allah. Alhamdulillah, salatu wassalamu ala rasulullah mubad. All praise and thanks belongs to Allah, and may Allah's praise and salutations be upon the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And surely we welcome you all as we proceed with another night of Point of Impact. Point of Impact, here we are, officially Wednesday night. We apologize to any of our guests, and I hope you're with us, and I hope you were patient to join us. I hope we were able to respond and that you were able to tap in on the Facebook page and the social network as we were having some technical difficulties. And we deeply apologize. Sorry for our imprudence. But we're here now. All praises to Allah. And inshallah, we'll continue to have a good show. Be it the will of Allah, God will have a great show. Alhamdulillah. Hassan, you with us? Mother Queen Krista, you with us?
Yes, assalamu alaikum.
Yes.
Walaikum assalam. I miss you, Mother Queen. Welcome home. Yo, man, it's been a lonely road out here. We used to have it our third day late. You know, we always together, you know. We hear y'all, and we deeply apologize to anyone that we may have, you know, caused any, discomfort or any kind of, issues to where you wanted to join the show and you look forward. We get it. Anticipation is everything. And we're sorry and we deeply apologize. But here we are anyway. Mashallah, we're here. It's by God's will that we're here. And we're going to have a few discussions tonight. We wished our guest well. He was supposed to join us, Mr. Eric Majette, who is the president of the Virginia Beach NAACP. Let me say it that way. NAACP branch of Virginia Beach. He's the president. He couldn't join us tonight, but he will, inshallah, he'll be joining us next week, and we'll resume with him. So what's been going on, guys? Mother Queen, how are you?
Good. You know, work is work. Work has been working me. So I had to take a step back, you know, just to kind of focus on some changes that, you know, my company has been taken over by another company. So with those changes, it was a lot of test taking, a lot of, transitioning.
For right.
So I had to make a few adjustments myself. So and then out here in the community with the kids, the after school program and everything, with Archangel and Freedom Over Everything, we just been working, continuously doing the work, you know, when we can, however we can, you know, trying to just be a great resource for the community and keeping everything that we have and we build in our community and just trying to grow up the kids in a way, in a godly manner, you know, so that, you know, the kids will be able to have some standards and some stability and leave our legacy.
That's been moving. And how has it been for you, Hassan?
I think the best way to explain it, you know, in an analogy, is like a juggling act, man. You know, it's really difficult many times to do the work that we do, strive to do the work that we do, because, you know, activism is like the poorest profession on the planet. Like, people gotta understand that. Like, it really is. The activism doesn't pay.
Absolutely.
It's something that we do that we have a passion for. And it comes from our hearts, most definitely. But, you know, a lot of times the good deeds that you do within this world are not the things that pay your bills, right? The idea that you can do and be striving to do so well and do so much for people. But the truth is, you do many things for people who just don't have it themselves. And so we're in a situation where we also have to work. We also have to strive to build our own businesses at the same time as we work and at the same time that we commit to our activism. So it is a juggling act. It's three balls there, right? Work, independence. And community activism. Those are the three balls that we juggle. And anybody that has ever tried to juggle, it's a skill to it, right? It's a skill to being able to keep those balls off the ground, right? So we do our best to do that, bro. And that's really where it's been at with me, along with the tragedies that we face along the way. You know, along with things that you go through in our own families. So I know, you know, I think we really have to hone in on what it is that's going to build our legacy for the future, and really strive to unify on that, and then maybe we can, you know, make some progress.
Alhamdulillah. That's well said, and that's well spoken to, because a lot of times, you know, people don't realize that really as activists, you know, we're giving, and we ourselves, even though we may be in need ourselves, we all are in need. Everyone is in need. But it's just that considering someone else instead of just always considering yourself. And provisions are not always monetary, you know what I'm saying? the greatest provision I think that we can provide for one another, is to be there for one another, mostly spiritually and emotionally, because as a people we suffer from a lot of psychological issues, a lot of economical issues, a lot of social issues, a lot of educational issues. And the best way for us to deal with that is by support, creating a network of support, you know, that is able to give each individual, you know, that angle to move and get some balance in their life if they're striving to, you know, get through some stormy days and some stormy nights. And, you know, activism, I wouldn't recommend it. I wouldn't recommend it as an occupation. It's truly got to be something that is in a desire of your heart, man. Like, you got to really love being there and being, you know, active in bringing about change, you know. I get it, and I think that's a wonderful analogy that you made, because we have to concentrate not only on, you know, what we're doing to benefit the community, but we also, family, you know, we have families and we have responsibilities and bills and accountability. We have things that we have to, you know, daily take care of. And it's not as easy as people think. Oh, well, they could get grant money. Ain't no grant money pushing Point of Impact.
It's a calling, really. You have to get called to do the service. And, you know, how they say, where much is given, much is required. Mm-hmm. So if you're not in the line of giving, and if you're not one to serve, like you said, this is not for everybody. It's for those who are called, you know.
Exactly. And you know, one of the things that is, I've been reminding myself is, like, as a person who is asserting and bringing change, not only in my life, but in the lives of people in my family, in my community, you know what I'm saying? One of the most impactful things that I've come to learn, everybody, listen to me, and I'm speaking to you, like, really, take time to further your education. Anything that you can gain, right now you can get certifications in all types of, you know, similitudes of peer mentoring, psychology, health issues, all the way down to, like, certification on how to care for people who have dementia. And I'm talking about, there are many, many free certifications by accredited colleges and institutions. And I implore you, you know what I'm saying, if you're a person who likes to work with their hands, there are plenty of vocational programs that are being provided that are free. You know what I'm saying? Some of them, we even pay you. You know what I mean? So you really should strive to advance yourself. And I'm realizing this at 57 years old that, you know, and Allah is Akbar, you know, God is the greatest. And, his, you know, we plan, but he's the best of planners. You really have to, you know, reflect on where you were moving in your life. And for me, I can reflect and look at, you know, how I deprived myself of great benefit in the past and not seeing the importance and not seeing the relevance of, you know, education and getting that confused with, you know, the embattlement of knowing my own identity and my culture. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. As you know, fighting within myself because, you know, I'm fighting against a system that is designed to hinder me, to oppress me, you know what I'm saying, and striving to oppose that system, you know what I'm saying, I put myself outside of getting benefit, you know what I'm saying, I put myself in a position to where I was losing, though I was calling myself fighting the power to be fighting the power, you know what I'm saying, you know, refusing to acknowledge the institutions of this country that can put you in a position of benefit. Because, you know, it's one of those things where, you know, you're taught in things of the nature of a culture that you did not, you know, you didn't grow from. You were imported, generations of your family were imported here as a product, and then that curse is something that is embedded deep, and it's a hard chain to break. It's a hard chain to break, and it takes time. And, you know, having, as you spoke to before we began the call, sis, and you, as you said, as a people, you know, learning how to continue to evolve and not be, you know, not be caught up in just remaining where we are, being comfortable. You know, well, okay, I got a good job. I can pay my bills, and you're working for so-and-so, but when it comes for you to benefit you and work hard for you, it's like, well, I'm okay. You know what I'm saying? I got a good job to give me benefits and everything. You know, well, why can't you have a company that where you providing benefits, not only for yourself but for others? You understand what I'm saying? You know, why do you need to work for a company that's providing you with benefits? You understand? You can build this organization yourself. You know what I mean? And you don't always have to be on the train. You know, you can be the engine leading the train, you know? So, yeah, man.
Sure, that's true. I mean, Allah, you know, Allah has endowed all of us with the ability to be able to go out and obtain the things that we need from the things that have been provided, right? We can all go out and we can all till the ground, till the soil, plant seeds, and obtain crops that we can eat, right? We can all cut down trees and we can build houses that we can live in, shelter, right? We can all go out and we can if we want meat or we want eggs, we can get chickens. We can do all these different things are already there for us that have been given to us by the Creator. But what we've done though, is that we have literally allowed man, right, to be substituted as the Creator, right, to be able to provide those things for us. And so when I say man, I'm talking about mankind. I'm talking about the world that we live in, right?
Yes, sir.
Everybody, like you said, we talk about getting a job. Oh, yeah, I got a job. I got a good job. I'm going to work for them for 25 years. And, and you say, inshallah, you're going to work for them for 25 years. Tomorrow, the government can shut down. Tomorrow, the stock market could crash. Then what will you do?
Yes, sir.
You will be in the same state as those people in 1930, right, who had nothing. Everybody had nothing. Everybody had nothing, and nobody, and many people, like in this day and time, it'll be even worse because we become more dependent upon the system, not more independent. We become more dependent. If you go to the grocery store tomorrow and you say, man, I need a roll of toilet paper, and ain't no toilet paper in there, where you going to get it from? You don't know how to make it for yourself. You don't know how to use anything other than toilet paper. Because you haven't lived that culture. You haven't taught yourself to, right? So what are you going to do when you go there and there's no milk or no food or no bread? And these are the things that we're not prepared for. We're not prepared for unemployment if we lose our job, right? If they lay you off, then what? And you go to unemployment, they say, no, we don't got nothing for you. Then what?
That's right.
So we have to really be thinking about what it means for us and those of us who have like minds, right? Because everybody don't see it that way. Everybody is not going to do the hard work of building an ark just in case the flood comes, right? Nobody's, you know, a lot of us are really complacent.
Right. Absolutely.
And then the complacency of our communities puts a strain on those who would strive to raise up out of it.
That's
you feel me? So we really have to start thinking critically, think, right? Using cognition, cognitively thinking, right, about what our futures are going to look like, and, mm-hmm. and how we can create that for ourselves in a way in the way that we had Black Wall Street. Tulsa, Oklahoma, wasn't the only Black Wall Street. There was plenty of other Black Wall Street all throughout the country.
That's right. That's right. That's right.
And we have to really get back to that. We're in Jackson Ward, historical Jackson Ward. The first Black bank was started there.
And Hassan, let me just add on real quick. But if you even do the study in history, listen, man, study and look into things that we as a people have brought to innovation in just the social development of America and economically. Mm-hmm. Hangers. Mm-hmm. Irons, many of the tools that you see used today, ice cream makers. I mean, I can go down the line. Peanut
the
materials, heart transplants. The crossing lights that we drive through every day. All of these things were created in innovation by Black people, but yet, I would like to know how many Black owners own a business like General Motors or General Appliances that are, you know, that sell irons and washing machines and, you know, all of these things that our people created, are the inventors of. But yet we have no stake in them. We have no stake in them. It's sad because our advancement, we have stagnated. We have allowed ourselves to be stagnated because we've remained, and I realize this about myself, I've remained in that mind state of being a product. You see, and this is something that we really have to work hard to break away from. You know, what do you think, Mother Queen? Let me hear your wisdom on that.
I mean, I'm sitting here listening to y'all, and you know me, I'm always trying to take it to a spiritual, you know, standpoint out. Physically, I hear what you're saying. Naturally, I hear what y'all saying. But when I always think about the three, physical, spiritual, and natural. And our makeup is we're complete as a people. And we have a sense of caring, right? We have patience, and we're hopeful, whereas our oppressors were the very opposite of those things. They were savages. Mm. They were murderers. They were relentless. Mm. So you take the light bulb from me, okay, I'm still going to, you know how they say, turn the other cheek. I still pray for you. I still care that one day that we are all going to come together, right? Mm-hmm. But when we had that mindset of being a savage, if we had that mindset of being oppressors, we would tear this place apart. But because we are not like them, we keep on evolving, and they're becoming more and more extinct because they're killing themselves.
Well, now, since I gotta be the devil's advocate right here. So many people would probably say, well, what do you say to the brothers right now when we are the leading nation of people in this country who are self-massacring ourselves? Like, what do you say to that? When we're just killing ourselves, like with the high ratio of gun violence in our neighborhoods, in our communities, mm-hmm. and domestic violence, the issues of self-destruction through drugs and alcohol, especially with today with fentanyl. Everyone knows fentanyl will kill you, but it seems that everyone wants to get high off of it. You understand what I'm saying? Like, how do you respond to that individual?
And this is just my thinking. I cannot, you know, give it to you no other way but how I feel about it, right? And people could disagree. Yeah. And it's layers. It's layers.
Yeah.
Down layers. It wasn't done to us overnight. right?
That's right.
So once again, I have to say, I need them to stop saying black on black crime, right? I don't like that phrase, black on black crime, because you are putting us in a barrel. You're putting us in one side of town. You're pushing us in a corner, and you're putting all this junk in our spirit. You're not feeding us nothing that we're supposed to know. You stripped us from everything that was pure. So stop saying black on black crime when you're putting us in against each other. You set us up this way. You put us in, you can't. So to say snap out of it, it's not easy to snap out of it when I'm over here making the amount of money I'm making, then my neighbor's making less or making more, and then I see them pull off in this car, and I'm like, well, how you get this? That person's like, yo, listen, we got to keep our heads down and mind our business.
Yeah.
So it's been instilled in us for so long to be vultures and be savages amongst each other, but praise those that's not like us. Praise those who are in higher places than us. So I need people to stop saying black on black crime. It's crime because you put us in a corner with each other, and you put us against each other, and then you want to say, oh, look at them. We're going to label this as black on black crime. No, it's just crime because you have put us against each other. You make us feel like you give one a crumb, and then you give her a bigger crumb than you gave me.
Yeah, I feel what you say.
Hey, Malai, you know, I think we gotta let's dig a little deep, right? When she says you putting us here, the you she's talking about is white supremacy. Let's get this straight first and foremost, right? And until you, I love Shaquille Ali, man. That's my brother, man. Salam alaikum to you, wherever you are right now. Me and him travel all over, and we speak to colleges, and we have an opportunity to really talk to those who do not look like us, right? And what Shaquille said was that until you understand white supremacy, you will not understand anything else that goes on with you or anybody else in this society, right?
Right.
Because we must understand that this society was built upon the ideal principle that white is supreme, right?
Yes.
There's a white house. There's a white obelisk, right? These things are indicative to white culture. Eurocentric mentality. And what we must understand is that many of us, just because a person is of the same hue, doesn't mean he's black, right? Black power is a term that was coined by Steve Biko, right? So when we talk about black, we're not talking about the pigmentation of the color of your skin. That has nothing to do with it. It is the ideology that we're talking about. And black power was something that was in direct response to white power. So whenever we are committing crimes against each other, those of us who look the same hue, we are advocates of white supremacy. We are advocates same type of slave mentality that was born on the plantation. Understand that they pitted the dark-skinned slave against the light-skinned slave. They pitted the old slave against the young slave. They pitted the man against the woman, because when you will wake up in the morning and you are working in the field, you see the master come out your slave quarters, and then 9 months later you got a light skinned baby. But you love your wife, so you don't deny the child, right? So we're living in a time where this is the epitome of white supremacy and slavery and oppression. Let's stop saying leave it in the past. That Dr. Amerson Wilson said, if you leave your past behind, then you couldn't talk to me today, because you learn how to speak in the past. You learn your ABCs and your 1-2-3s and everything else in the past. So you bring your past with you, whether you know it or not, whether you even acknowledge it. So we bring a we bring a very diabolical past with us, man. And so it's no wonder that we haven't lost our minds completely based upon the oppression that we've been through. 400 years. We're not talking about, listen, man, we're not talking about 4 days. We're not talking about 40 days or 100 days or 100 years. 4 centuries of oppression. Now, you tell me what was done to us that we can so quickly come up out of it and throw it behind our backs like it didn't happen or it don't exist.
And not even just understanding that the many years that – look at all the schemes and all that has been continued to be barriers to that growth. There's always been continual levels in different layers in which we've had continuously, as Sister was saying, that we've had continuously have resilience to overcome. You know what I'm saying? And these are the grave struggles that we embark upon, not just as a people, but family-wise, you know, community-wise. You know what I'm saying? And these are the things, like, you know, I get a first-hand opportunity a lot to see, you know, the discrimination that we project towards ourselves.
Yes, sir.
By working in the facility that I work in, I get an opportunity to see a great deal of discriminatory behavior that we have towards ourselves, you know, and I know where it comes from. But the sad thing about it is that so many of us, you know, we want to throw things behind our back. And, you know, I hear people say, like, man, we got to stop talking about what the white man did to us. We got to stop talking about, you know, the man is this. And I'm like, no, you can't stop talking about what was history. This is, you know, the reminder benefits the believer. You understand what I'm saying? And Allah tells us this in the Quran, that the reminder benefits the believer. And there's not an individual who is walking upon this earth that bears the shade of a brown or black that can say that he or she is removed from the stain of this prejudice and these oppressions. You understand? Because there's going to be some room that you're going to walk in that presence is going to bite you.
Come on.
You know what I'm saying? I don't care how much you think that you have evolved to be a part of that culture, or you that you have evolved to be in them ranks. Guess what? There's somebody that's going to waken you up and say, hey, no, you better remember, nigga, you is. And this is something that we need to grasp upon and take into reality. Before we go on, y'all, let's see if we got a caller. I love my family. You know, this is one thing I love about my family, is that, see, we don't do this bill just on Point of Impact. This bill that you hear coming from us every week is what we do when we're just casually chilling. You know, when we're just casually coming together, Shaquille Ali, Paul Taylor, Catchmore, Sheba Williams, Monique Yassin, all these people, you know, we get with one another. This is what we do. We build and we continuously strive to elevate one another. You know, we take the time to heal one another. You understand what I'm saying? That's why we have such a united front. You know,
and
Brother Willie.
I'm about to say Brother Willie X Brown, but you know, I have. It's like you all, and you know, I'm new to the circle, or I would say the culture, right? The transformation. I'm new to this transformation, because if it wasn't for you all, my formerly and currently incarcerated brothers and sisters, I would still be amongst the logs, amongst the sleep. It's only until I got with you all, and I credit my father. My father converted to Islam when I was younger. So he always used to tell me stuff, but my mom was the dominant person in the household who was Christian. So she held, you know, the torch, where she was like, go to church, you know, read your Bible, get on the dance ministry, da-da-da-da. And my dad was like, no, you're teaching my kids wrong. Like, no, they need to have their own name. You know, they need, you know, he tried to change our name. He gave us all Muslim names. He was woke. He had all the information that was suppressed from us. And my mom was not for it. She was like, no, go to work, do right. You know, she's the type of person that she
right.
is a productive
right.
citizen, right? And
right.
my dad was trying to tell me. So when I met you all had given me back everything that my father was already telling me. And I'm like, yo, my dad
right.
was telling me this when I was little, but my mom, you know, she kind of shunned it under the rug. Now my
right.
mom is like, then it all comes to pass of the things that my father spoke of, and now she's more like, dang. I know she's feeling some type of way, but, it's better late than never, but she she's slowly coming out of that mindset, and it's painful to watch her come out of it because, you know, a lot of it comes with ego and pride. Some people just need to put their ego and pride aside, repent, say the day was in a chance, and come on out.
And we, at this point, it's very well said, Mother Queen. I love that, you know, and we're going to speak more to that. Jay Sean, do we have any callers?
If there's any callers on the line, you have to press 1.
Nobody press 1 if you would like
yet at this point.
Please press 1. We would love to have your input to this conversation. And, you know, we all about building and creating understanding, you know what I'm saying, and getting, you know, insight. You know, this is how we come to the table and we build, you know, and we discuss things. And we have conversation that opens the heart so that the mind can further reach us to goals and destinations that we want to be. You know what I mean? So, you know, hit us up, man, and let us know. But you know something?
We got one. We got one. 1202, you live.
Good evening.
Hey, who's calling? Oh, Sister LaToya, thank you for calling.
Hey, LaToya.
Brother Hassan, Sister Crystal, Brother Milan, I hope.
Blessings
to you, too. I'm all the time.
How are you, Mother Queen? How are you?
I'm doing well. I thank God. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I thank God.
Right.
Yes. I'm just enjoying the conversation. I'm enjoying the dialogue between y'all. I'm just listening in.
Alhamdulillah. Thank you, sis. And that's one of the most influential people we have calling in, Sister LaToya. I thank you so much for always being supportive.
Yeah.
And, you know, the thing that Mother Queen and Mother Queen LaToya, you know, and the queens that are in my life, you know, the thing that they engrave in me is they remind me. You know, Sister Monique had spoke with me earlier, and she told me something that just melted in my brain. She said, "Brother, you are king." She said, "You are our king. You are our king." And she said to me, "She said, brother, you have nothing but potential to be everything that you desire to be." You know, and this is something that we have to ignite into the hearts of our men and our women to understand that we have to support one another. I don't know any great man that was not a great man without a great woman to provide that sustenance of nurturing him, uplifting him, you know, encouraging him, you know, being also an example for him, you know. I think a lot of times we discredit one another as partners, you know, black women and black men, you know what I'm saying? And we really have to start, you know, putting more into upliftment. And I want to say something in direction to what Mother Queen Crystal was talking about. You know, one of the saddest things I see in our community today that divided, and I'm talking directly to this, is that we are divided. One of the greatest segments of division between us is faith. We will people as we will literally reject one another because, oh, he's Muslim. Oh, he's Christian. Mm-hmm. Oh, he's Jew. Oh, he's Israelite. You know, one of the most, I hate when I see. You know, I hate when, and that's another thing, I hate when people tell me, you know, God don't like you, say you hate something. Yeah, God do like you. Because Allah, God, hates Shaitan. He hates what Shaitan does. He hates the evil that we do. God does not have love for evil. Right. You understand what I'm saying? So, you know, I hate when people say that to me. You know what I mean? But these things that separate us, one of the things that breaks my heart the most is that I meet so many strong Christian men, you know, in the activist world, you know what I'm saying? And I get that, you know, but I really have to call them to check and say, hey, man, why aren't you out here supporting other brothers who are Muslim, who are non, whatever they may be, whatever dominant, that's irrelevant to the fact that we have to coexist in a community, in a society.
Right.
This is what I'm saying. My neighbor, the Prophet Muhammad, let me give y'all this narration, this hadith. The Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said to his companions, he said, you are not a believer. And he said it three times. And then the companions, they said, oh, messenger of Allah, you know, who are you referring to? He said, the one whose neighbor fears him, he is not a believer. And what this means that the Muslim's responsibility is to create a safeguarded environment, not only for his family, but for those who he neighbors with. And this is not just towards other Muslims, because Muslims don't just live amongst Muslims in the world.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? And if you're not, and you cannot call yourself, I don't care what denomination or faith you practice, you cannot sit here and tell me you're a God-fearing man when you're not concerned about the next well-being of another human being.
Right, right.
Okay. No matter what, you cannot tell me when you see the inhumanity being done to another human being that that's acceptable to you.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. No, they can't, I can't describe anyone who's a God-fearing man to say that, oh, yeah, he's a God-fearing man, you know, but he don't care, you know, that his neighbor's over there starving, that, you know, his neighbor's over here struggling, you know, to feed or clothe or maintain, provide for their family. So, you know, these little barriers, man, like, I love to see us, you know, rise above, you know, and start walking in, you know what I'm saying, a light of, hey, let's be steadfast in protecting humanity.
Right.
Be steadfast in protecting humanity, you know, and get away from all that silly, you know, because when we came across them slave ships, when we came across that Atlantic on them slave ships, and you know what really one of the most touching parts, you know, the movie Roots, right?
Right, right.
But you know what was one of the most touching parts about both the Alex Haley version and the new version? I forget who produced the new version, but the remake of it. But I'm gonna tell you what was the most touching part for me was that when those brothers and sisters, when our ancestors was on them slave ships, and they all were not upon the same faith, okay?
Right.
Some of them were, you know, some of them were even considered pagans or whatever. When they was on them slave ships, bro, they found a way to communicate with one another to live, to survive.
That's right. That's right.
When they was on them slave ships, they found a way to commune, though they had different cultural traditions and things. But when they all said Allah, everyone knew who they was talking about. Everybody knew who we talking about.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And this is this is something that we have seemingly gotten away from. We so caught up in the propaganda of, you know, I'm a Muslim, I'm a Christian.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, right now, I love what I see, and I'm going to let y'all speak to this, but I love what I see going on with concernment of the Palestinian people. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I love what I see. But I have to remind people that, guess what? That Palestinian story is happening right here in America.
Come on now.
Right.
It's happening right here in America. And it done happened
Come
here
on.
In America in more folds than we can even imagine.
Yeah, you know.
And then, go ahead, Hassan.
Yeah, because you just struck a chord in me, man. Right? Like, you know, we're gonna take this thing and, man, we're going to bring it home, right? Because it's
Come
necessary
on,
for people
Come
to
on,
understand. They need to understand what's going on in world government, right? Imperialism and world domination. We need to understand why they say that Islam is the religion of terrorists, right? And then who is terrified by Islam? You see, we got to really do the history and understand what's going on all around us. Because when you talk about genocide, nobody in my neighborhood bring no guns over here. Nobody
Hello.
In my neighborhood fly them poppies over here. Nobody
Hello.
In my neighborhood bring them coca leaves over here. We ain't got no cocaine
That's right.
plants in the hood. We don't got no
That's
poppies
right.
in the hood. Right? We
That's
don't
right.
got no gun manufacturers in the hood. We don't have that. Right? And so when you understand genocide, understand this. There's when you deal with what's going on, I'm going to make this analogy between what's going on between Israel and Palestine, right, which is an age-old conflict that's been going on for a long time, since the Balfour Declaration, since Israel was made a state. Now, when you deal with that aspect of it, you see, and I hear the Israeli government, the Zionist government saying things like you need to help the people of God, right?
Right.
That in some shape, form, or fashion, that because you call yourself a Jew, right, and there's no such thing as a Jewish race. Let's get that right first and foremost.
That's right.
Judaism is a religion just like Islam and Christianity. There's no Islamic race. There's no Christian race. There's no Jewish
That's
race.
Right. That's
so let's,
right.
let's straighten that out first and foremost. So as soon as you come out your mouth and propagate that, you're propagating a fraud and a lie. Now you want to lean. Now you want to lean upon the mercy and the heart of people toward you because of the atrocities that was committed to you by Hitler, right? Jewish concentration camp. And ain't nobody in this world gonna ever tell no Jew when they talk about Hitler that you need to leave that in the past. I ain't heard nobody say
Come
that.
On.
I haven't heard no one person say to any Jew that talks about the Holocaust that you need to leave that in the past. Don't talk to me about that. That's behind us now. Right?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes.
So how come when we speak about the African Holocaust, where over 100 million died, not no 2 million, not no, you know, and I'm not saying that to belittle what happened in concentration camps.
Right.
Anything.
No, that's right.
But what I'm trying to get you to see is that when it comes to us, there's some type of way a double standard that
yes,
the
sir.
Same thing does not apply. So,
yes, sir.
You know, we need to be thinking, what about the sympathy for my people, right? And I'm going to be honest with you, man. My lie, there's more love in our communities than there is violence. You just highlight the violence.
That's right.
There's more love and compassion that I see every day going on right out there in one of the most impoverished, violent housing developments every day. That I work in on the East Coast,
wow.
the largest, over 900 units. And I see
yes,
love
sir.
And compassion more than I see violence, even though the violence is not something that we can tolerate. Right?
Yes, sir.
And so where is the love and compassion for those of us who have been oppressed and are still being oppressed, and that every time we try to speak about our oppression, they say, you need to leave that alone. You need to let that go, right? No, sir.
Yes, sir.
I refuse to because we will fight against oppression tooth and nail. And we will proceed to hurl truth and falsehood until we knock out its brain. So if falsehood has brains, then that means that falsehood comes from a person who has thought and that can think.
Yes, sir.
Right? And so we're going to proceed to hurl truth at them, even though they tell us that we need to be quiet. Right? This is something that we must proceed to do. We must speak against imperialism and the oppression of people anywhere, wherever they may be, right? But we most definitely have to address the oppression that's going on right here with us in our hood, in our country.
Exactly.
Right? And I would like to see more of an outpour for people to speak out against that and speak up for it.
Yes.
And I think that eventually people are going to come around, or this is what's going to happen, Malai. Allah will seize you with violence and affliction and beat you into submission. So if you want to get the full wrath of God, right, proceed to act like it didn't happen. Proceed to act like it don't exist, and you'll see it. Because one thing I do know is this, and you can speak to this, but one day there will be an end to God's mercy, right?
Yes, sir.
And we need and we need to really be thinking about that. What does that look like for us, right?
Yes,
we need
sir.
To be on the right side. We need to be on the right side of this thing before it goes up in flames. And that's all I
yes,
have
sir.
To say.
Yeah, yeah, and well said, brother. Well said. You know, like I said, it's a lot of issues that we contend with, and even today, when you go into a lot of the meeting rooms that I go into, you hear a lot of people a lot of time, you know, always saying that, you know, we got to stop speaking about, you know, like. Just the, like this is the black community and this is the black, you know, we have Hispanics, we have Asians, and we have, I'm like, that's irrelevant to the fact that we still have the struggle of the black community. And when you can't, you know, express this, you're covering it. It's kufa.
Mm.
Kufa,
mm-hmm.
kufa means
mm-hmm.
to cover something. It means to, mm. and linguistically, it's implying that you're covering something up. You know, you're. This is what kufa means. You know what
right.
I mean? And what you have, and what a lot of people don't understand is that this is exactly what we're doing when we're trying to downplay that there is a demographic of people, nationality of people, who are being excluded, who are being rejected, who are not being given equity, you know, who are not being recognized, and who constantly are being outlawed, you know.
Mm.
And these things we can't just ignore. This has been a powerful conversation, right? It's, you know, Allah, we plan, but Allah, and I said it earlier, we plan, but Allah is best of planners. You know,
yes, sir.
Again, I want to apologize to our audience for our late arrival, but there were technical difficulties, and you know, but this is we're right where we need to be, as we need to be here. All praises due to Allah, alhamdulillah. All praise and thanks belong to Allah. Jay Sean, do we have any other caller before we start the march out of here? We got.
That was it.
Okay, but listen, I just want to remind everyone to please call in. We will be here every Wednesday night. If you have a platform, please, you know, we would ask that you share with those who are on your platform, your social network platform, and you know, inform them about Point of Impact. You know what I'm saying? We're coming up real quick. We are December the 15th. Please come out. Shaquille Ali, we would hope that you all would come. This brother is a powerful speaker. He will be also one of our guest speakers. You know what I'm saying? Please come on out and support Community United Focus. Support Freedom Over Everything. Support Point of Impact. Because we are supporting you. And one of the things I used to always be told when I was a youth, you know, ain't nobody going to come fight for you if you ain't fighting for yourself. You know what I'm saying? If you ain't standing up for yourself, Milan, you can't expect nobody to come and stand up for you. You know? And so, again, like I said, man, we are standing up for, you know, when you're out and about, Freedom Over Everything, we there. When you're out and about, Community United Focus, we there. When you're going through struggles and you need somebody to talk to and you need somebody to give you some assistance, some aid or some advice or connect you, Point of Impact, we there. You know, and we need you to be there for us too. We are not without need of support. We are not without need of advice. We are not without need of encouragement. You know, so please, you know, I'm encouraging, imploring everybody, you know, engage us, let us engage you. Let's have dialogue. Let's have talk. Let's have action. You know, let's have a call to action. And once we come to that table, meet us, then follow up with a call of action. Let me remind you all, too, January the 28th, the NAACP Norfolk Branch Men's Summit Action Meeting takes place the 27th, which is a Saturday, okay? January the 27th in Norfolk at I forget the name of the library, but I will be posting it, so please forgive me. But we're going to be, it's the library over there on Princess Anne in Norfolk. So posting the address and everything, we're welcoming all the men to come out. Come and join the panel of the 12 disciples. Who is myself and Brother Hassan, Shabazz, and many other brothers of the 12 disciples. Please come and join us as we sit down and we strive to, you know, plan for some action movement towards things that we can impact the community with. So we would love to hear your insight. We would love to have you a part of this strategic plan that we plan to put forward for the new year of 24. So 2024. So come holler at us. Get in touch with us. Also, real quick, Krista, you want to tell the people about your after school program? They can get in touch with you if they want to help.
You know, at Gilpin Court, you know, we're there from 3:30 to about 5:30, 6 o'clock every Monday through Thursday. Helping the kids with after-school program, tutor, we're doing homework. We're just pouring into them knowledge and wisdom, things, nuggets that they can take with them and be able to, you know, fill up their own tool belt. You know, we come with tool belts and, you know, we want to be able to give them a tool belt that's going to take them through life so they can be able to work and fix and build things on their own. And leave our legacy, to be able to leave our legacy behind. Reach out to Watney Taylor at the Calhoun Center in Richmond, Virginia. Myself and Hassan is there also teaching and pouring into the kids. And if you don't know what to do, promote. You can always tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend.
Mm-hmm. That's right. And Community United Focus, last week we gave out 150 blankets, and we fed 150 people with some beautiful, delicious chili. And so, you know, come on out, join us. We're moving for December the 9th to do a backpack giveaway along with, and we really intending to do, we're going to be giving away greens, cabbage, sweet potato, free. You know, you ain't going to be, collard greens, y'all, collard greens, December the 9th. You know, come and get them, take them home, put them in your freezer. You know, we're going to be giving out backpacks with cosmetic products and things of that nature, and we're going to have blankets again. You know, inshallah, Community United Focus will be out Freedom Over Everything will be out that day. We will be representing, holding it down, you know, for our people, and helping those who just need a little helping hand. You know what I mean? So, you know, come on through, join us. That'll be December the 9th. And then, of course, we got December the 15th. We got the Point of Impact Community Night of Folks Presents Point of Impact Recognition Night. And, of course, your host, myself, Chris, Mother Queen Krista Ellison and Hassan Shabazz will be in the place, you know, and we need your support, you know, for not only this show, but for the events that we are attending for the upcoming year of 2024. And we just need your support. And we ask, you know, the donations will be accepted at the door. And we ain't concerned of what your donation is. We just asking that you give a donation, you know. Mm-hmm. And we want to, you know, thank you. Come out and be in that night of recognition. Enjoy a lot of the guests that we have had on the show. We're going to have delicious dinner, a delicious dinner served along with dessert, live entertainment, which I'm sure you're going to enjoy. And we have our speakers. And, you know, listen, we're going to be in the place, and we're having an art exposition, which will be provided by a young lady who's very talented, a young African-American woman by the name of Kimberly D.C. Kimberly D.C., the flyers that you see posted is presenting her artwork. She's a very talented young lady. Let's, you know, do all we can and proceeds, part of proceeds from you purchasing the art will go to the to our nonprofit and to help us further with the work that we're doing in the community. So please get at us. And I want to thank everybody who did join us tonight. If you just were listening, we thank you for your support. And we thank Sister LaToya. We love you, Mother Queen. We hope all is well with you and your family. Thank you for supporting us. Yeah. And we're going to get out of here, and we're going to say goodnight to everyone. Hassan, you want to close us out tonight?
Well, I mean, listen, I'm always willing to open the door, and I close it too. So, you know, indeed. I just want to implore each and everyone out there to evolve, right? This has like been our topic of discussion, to evolve in your thinking, to evolve in your being, to evolve in your planning, to evolve in the idea that we can be a unified front, right? And that we don't have to allow our differences to be the reason that we do not succeed.
That's right.
You know, we have never allowed those things to hinder us before in our past, in our great past, in the great past of our history. And we cannot allow that to be a hindrance to our future. And we have to be great examples for our children, right? And we have to leave a legacy in them of self-love, right? That they might be able to look at those who look like unto themselves, right? And the same love that they see that they when they look in the mirror, that every time I look at another man who's like unto myself, I see myself.
And if we all
do that, then we'll go a lot farther than we can individually. So you know, proceed to evolve. Evolution is the key.
Alhamdulillah. With that, y'all, we're going to close tonight, and we thank you all for joining us. Join us again, Point of Impact, next week, Wednesday night at 8 p.m., y'all. Wednesday night at 8 p.m. Pass the word, y'all. Pass the word. Let's get it moving, and let's get it pumping, okay? And we look forward to seeing you next week. Enjoy your weekend. Everyone be safe. Take care of one another. You know, I know many of us will be with our families. Please take note to have these occasions outside of just create your own holiday for your family. How about mm-hmm. that? You know,
yeah.
Create your own, you know, event of, you know, benefit for you and your family, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so with that, we're going going to close, and we're going to say and ask everyone at this moment, at this time, please take this time. Stop what you're doing, y'all. And just take this time to do something that will benefit you in this life and in the hereafter, and that will benefit your family, and that will benefit your community. Thank you all for joining us. Jay Sean, you got any last words?
I apologize for the technical difficulty, but the team, y'all didn't miss the beat. That was a strong show.
Thank you, brother.
Sure.
Thank you.
Thank you.
But,
thank
hey, you, man, we love you all. We are, as Krista said, man, I'm going to tell you, Mother Queen hit it. We love you all. We are people, a creation of Allah, and we are those who have a heart, and we're just here for you. All right? So hit us up, y'all. Everyone be safe. Assalamu alaikum. Take care. We love you. See you later.
Shout out, Young Swiss.
I'm down on one knee, I hope you need a tissue. Do you take me for eternity? And make a pinky promise that you'll never leave. Even when you're mad at me, just don't up and leave. The future's scary, I don't wanna see. My life without you will be a tragedy. When I wake up in the mornings, you won't wanna see. I'm sorry, babe, there's so much that I wanna say. First, let me ask you, will you marry me?
Oh my God, I'm seriously about to cry right now. Are you serious?
Baby, you know that I love you. I want you to know that I love you.
I love you, I love you, I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I love you, I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I love you, I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I love you, I love you, I do.